Welcome back. Thank you for joining me for another podcast, Unapologetically Living. Y'all already know it's your girl, Lady B. I know you're wondering what's been going on. I took a semi-half break of the season two. We have already locked in 10 shows of season two. We made it to our first year. Woo! Yes, it is a big thing. I am so proud of myself, my brand, my guests. So I had to take a breather. My birthday was the end of August, and so I celebrated the whole month of August with family, friends, and my wonderful husband and son. So September, I had to have some downtime to get things ready because we are in fourth quarter now, and I have some other business endeavors and things I'm cultivating and others that I'm launching. So I didn't forget about you all. I was like, I still have to come back because I still want to finish out my season real strong, a season two, and I still have some more amazing guests lined up as well. Again, if you always want to be a guest, you have a show idea, don't feel free to reach out to me. unapologeticallyfearless1@gmail.com. Yes, unapologeticallyfearless1@gmail.com. I'm doing some updates as well to my hosting site as well. So you all be able to book on there as well. If you just want to go ahead and book as a show guest and you want to come with your own idea, we could do that as well. I'll let you all know when that is actually completed. Without further ado, what we're going to talk about today, we're not going to be long, but I wanted to touch in. So the last podcast you all heard from me, I gave you all side hustles. It's Saturday side hustle. I gave you a few side hustles that have minimum to low startup costs. Now today, I am going to move into specifically talking about one of the number one hustles that started off as a part-time hustle for me that actually replaced my 9-to-5 and became my full-time income. That's one of my number one business endeavors now, in addition to my podcast, but this is my number one business endeavor. And so I wanted to share with you all of how I get paid to sign my name. Yes, that's right. I get paid to sign my own name. Yes. And to stamp. I am a proud notary public serving the state of the great state of Texas. what I would say is, how I started off is not just doing, I do notary work, yes, as in I do certify that I have, you know, verified the person's ID, the document that they want notarized, make sure that that is the person that I am in fact seeing, whoever is, you know, authorizing with their signature of for that document, if it's a jurid or if it's an acknowledgement. Now, I do legal power of attorney, medical power of attorney, custody. We do divorce, estate planning, you name it, all type of legal documents, parent and kid custody documents, permissions, school forms, medical forms, parking violations, anything that you need notarized legally, a notary public can handle, and that's what I do, and I get paid to do that. I am a mobile notary. That's what makes me different from just being a notary public, because you say, hey, the bank has notaries. What's so cool about that? UPS, FedEx has notaries. Even some of the office, Depot, Office Max, some of those are starting to get notary public. So what's so special? Well, what's so cool about me is I am a mobile notary public. That means that I go to you, wherever you may be. When I say you, I mean the client. Wherever you may be, you may be at work. I can come to your job. You can arrange to meet me at your lunchtime. That's perfectly fine. If it's your place of business, you can arrange for me to come before your business opens or when your business closes down in the evening once your staff and employees are gone or before they arrive. I can meet you at a public place. Public place, I mean as in like Starbucks. That's a common ground place. Dunkin' Donuts, a library, things like that. Those are common public places that we can meet. We can meet at a bank, things like that, if you would feel comfortable with meeting at a bank. And as well as, you know, it's another big public place. So that's what makes me different. Now, with being a mobile notary public in the state of Texas, I am allowed to charge a traveling fee, which is up to decide between me and my client at that time. And if they agree on it, we go from there. So that's what makes mobile notary different, is because you not only are providing the service of notarization and they're actually paying for the actual notarization. Separately, they're paying you an additional travel and fee. That is your travel convenience fee, what they refer to it as, for you traveling to wherever they are and notarizing their document. But you make sure that if you're listening and you are going to become a notary public, or if you are a notary public, especially if you're in the state of Texas, every state has their own jurisdiction. Like North Carolina does not even allow their notaries to actually charge a travel fee. So they have to, you know, they just charge whatever their notarization fee, which is, I believe, $5. But when it comes down to the actual travel fee in North Carolina, they cannot. So, but in the state of Texas, you can, but you have to make sure that your client agrees to whatever the travel convenience fee up front, and you put it on the receipt, and they're notified and they understand the difference between what I pay for my notarization in the state of Texas is $6 per notarization, $1 additional for each additional person on per document. But the service fee, the travel fee, the convenience fee is something that you all agree on, depending on wherever you are located in Texas, the distance, the travel, all that. That's, but everyone has something separate, something different. My clients, I specify and let them know what my fees are up front. I just charge a flat fee. I do not go by, you know, set per mileage, per minute, per, no, I just charge a flat travel fee, in which I inform my clients up front, and it's indicated on their receipts. So needless to say, this profession is very, very popular, because guess what? We're currently still living in a pandemic, but we're also still, we're a part of 2021 going to 2022. Everyone loves what? Convenience. Yes. That is the number one word outside of love, right? Convenience. So people love being catered to. They love the convenience of not having to leave their home, not having to leave their job, to take off work, to travel to a bank, a post office, or whatever. Travel to a bank, a FedEx, a UPS, because guess what? Those locations, they don't have a notary that's there the whole time they're open. If they're open from 9 to 7, a notary may not, the staff that is the notary may not be there from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. You get off work at 5. By the time you get over there at 6, you need your document for the very next day. And they tell you, oh, our notary is not here. They left early, or they didn't come in today, or they're on vacation, they're on maternity leave, whatever. You can't get your document notarized, because a lot of times documents that need to be notarized are very urgent documents. They're not something that's like, oh, I can get it done next year. Most of the time, they are critically urgent documents that you're actually trying to get something done legally, because that's what you're doing. I call it, you're getting your documents legalized, making sure that the documentation is legal, because your identification was verified. And it's signed and it's notarized. So those, most of the time, you won't get those taken care of. You're not just like, oh, I'm gonna wait a year, I'm gonna wait 6 months, it's not important, they can call me whenever they got time. So a mobile service is very much needed. So I have must say, this has been a great replacement of my 9 to 5, and as well, I coupled that with becoming a loan signing agent. Yes, I know some of you all are like, what? Yes, loan signing agent. That is where you cater to the real estate industry. Instead of being just you're not a real estate agent, you're not a loan officer, a mortgage loan officer, MLO. You're not neither one of those. You are specifically a loan signing agent, in which you have to be a notary public of the state in order to act as a notary loan agent, notary signing agent. They call them both. It's either or, but basically you are a notary that assists the real estate industry. Yes, you have to be background check. Yes, you have to have not only just your state bond that comes along with you being a notary, you also have to have errors and omissions insurance in case a loan does not fund. For whatever reasons with the closing, and it falls back something to do with that actual loan signing agent. If documents are incorrect, things are done wrong, things are not done on time, the actual loan does not close, that you can be sued. So it's important to have errors and omissions insurance. You give the background check. Now in the state of Texas, actual classes are not mandated. You get your actual certification through the National Notary Association, but you do not have to have mandated classes. However, real estate classes to learn the documents and learn the proper way of how to close a loan out to do a closing is recommended. And so I get into that further. If you would like to book a consultation with me, email me at unapologeticallyfearless1@gmail.com. I do offer mentoring and consulting. Once you have already took your actual classes and got your background check and everything, and you're ready to rock and roll and you need extra mentoring, you need that one-on-one mentoring, you need that extra one-on-one documentation review of the loan documents, you actually need us to actually role play a full closing, I do all that, as well as the consulting services of how to build your business structure as a notary public, a mobile notary public if you choose that route, as well as a loan signing agent, because you can build your own business, have a DBA, a LLC, things like that. I get into that very much so. If you would like to, you can email me as well, the same email for my podcast, unapologeticallyfearless1@gmail.com, and we can get into that much more further. But yes, and so what you do is, as a notary signing agent or loan signing agent, you actually retrieve the documents from the real estate company. Most of the time they put them on a portal, or they will email them to you encrypted with just the passcode that you have, and you print these documents out. These documents can be 200-300 pages, sometimes more. You print two copies, one for you, one for the clients that's signing, and you go meet the clients if in their home, in their place of business, or a public place. And it's like I said before, it's agreed on. Now, you are not paid through the client. You are paid directly from the title or the mortgage company, or if you're through a signing service. Signing services work as same way as temp services do in corporate America. Though they're like the middleman between the title company and you. The same way a temp agency is the middleman between the actual original company and the temp employee. It's the same way. The signing services, their fees are normally negotiated, so they listen always a little bit lesser than when you actually go direct and you're actually not dealing with a signing service and you're dealing directly with the title company, directly with the escrow company. And so most of the time they'll have you doing most of their clients for the whole day or the whole week. They schedule it much more consecutively, more timely, which the signing services, you may be doing working for multiple signing services. It's over thousands of signing services all over the United States. And so even though the property may not be in your state, if the signers are, you will sign. So if someone is visiting Texas, but they are closing on a house in Virginia, but they are in Texas, I can do their closing for the house in Virginia because the signers, the clients are here in Texas for whatever reason. That's not our concern. As Tabitha say, that's not my business. So my business is that they're signing their loan documents and I'm getting it back to their real estate company, which it may be in back in Virginia. Their title company can be anywhere, but they provide all the documents of how you actually get the documents back. If you're going to UPS, Fed, exit, overnight, they provide all of that. If the actual title or escrow company is local, they may make special arrangements, compensate you financially to actually drive it to them. But all that itself is self-explained and is talked about and consulted at the time of the appointment, the confirmation of the closing, things like that with the actual title company, the mortgage company, the signing service, whoever gives you the actual client. So this has been a very lucrative business. It has existed for years, over 50 plus years in the mortgage industry, but it has become much more prevalent since the pandemic due to YouTube videos, due to so many people getting in the industry because they lost their job. Some people was just looking for other streams of income. So the industry has become very, very saturated. But as I tell everyone, do not let that discourage you, because you bring something different to the table. able that other agents may not. And then it's also in the type of work that you do. Everyone's not willing to do. Everyone's not willing to drive around all day. Everyone's not willing to go in people's homes. They're not willing to go to meet people at their jobs or a public place. So if you have that type of attitude or personality and you get in the industry, you're not going to do well. So you're going to do what? You're going to be like, no, this is not for me. But there are people like myself and others that I know that are doing very well, that love what they do because they love being of service to people. And then they love the freedom of time. I love having freedom of my time. I'm not consumed with a 9-to-5. I'm not consumed with a Monday through Friday, because you make your own schedule. You're an independent agent. You are not an employee of the title company, the bank, or the mortgage company. You are an independent agent. So you can decline. Even if they call you and email you, you can say no. Give it to another agent. You can say reassign to another agent. Even if you do take something and you get busy, or you get sick, or you need vacation, or whatever the case may be, all you have to do is email, call your contacts. I prefer email, so you have a paper trail, and say, can you please reassign this? I have something else to do. Because you're independent. You work for yourself, which is why I say it's important to make sure you set your business foundation up as well, because you, in fact, will be in business for yourself. FYI, that's why I say it's best that you make sure you get with someone that's a professional in the industry, such as I, that has experience, that can walk you through the aspect, the mentoring and consulting aspect. I don't do the actual teaching and coaching, but I do the mentoring and consulting part. Once you finish your classes, we will review the documents. We will go over an actual closing, an actual signing. We will role play, that you get that one-on-one mentorship, and you get to ask me questions, contact me for a lifetime. I don't cut it off with my and say, okay, well, you only get this time frame with me. Don't you ever call me again? No, I have business. My business mentees, they've been in the industry now for 6 months now. Someone's come up on a year, and they still will be able to call me or text me and ask me a question, and I'm still there for them. So because you always will need support, because in real estate, things change all the time. Is always a different scenario. No day is the same in real estate. Not, no clients are the same. No scenarios are the same. So it's nothing wrong with asking the question. It's nothing wrong with getting feedback on your situation. So that's why I launched my business aspect of it, the mentoring and the consulting, because that brings something different to the table as a liaison between the educational part, the actual book part, and giving you that, what I call the street hands-on experience, that one-on-one experience. You know, when you graduate college and then right before you graduate, they tell you, well, did you do your internship? Did you get that real life experience? Yes, you took the college courses, but did you get the internship? I'm the internship. I provide that business internship because your business matters to me. People say, oh, that's not my business. No, your business matters to me. Because in turn, you will also be in my network of people, of actual signing agents and mobile notaries that I can refer out when I can't get to my client. Because I sometimes get overbooked. Sometimes I may have to be on vacation. Whatever the case may be, I may have another business endeavor. So I can always say, well, I have a network of people that I personally know, because they went under my mentoring and my consulting, that I know that they can take on this responsibility and they can get this done just as good as me. And this is not just dealing with real estate. This is even if they have to be attend with a lawyer, you know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm telling people, is this is for anything. Even if they're being estate planning, they're just going to go notarize documents for an attorney estate planning, or if they're going to go notarize documents for at a school, with parents regarding custody and things like that, all type of stuff, adoption, whatever the case may be. I can say I have a network of people, men and women, that I know are licensed. They're commissioned. We don't call it a license. We call it a commission. You're commissioned as a state of Texas, a notary public. You're actually, you have your bond, you have your E&O, and then you are actually, you're ready to rock and roll. You have took the courses, so you have been, you know, actually certified. You have courses, work that you actually can, you know, actually say that you took, as well as you took a step further, and you actually got a business mentor, a business consultant that's in the industry. And so that's what I want to talk to you all about today, to let you all know of how I get paid to sign my name and stamp a seal. And that is how I replace my 9-to-5. I am a mobile notary public. I am a loan signing agent, and I have a third portion too. I will get into that another time, but I will let you know what it is. I'm also a field inspector. We will do another podcast on field inspection as well. I love doing field inspections. Again, if you would like to email me, you would like more information, you would like to become one of my business mentees, you would like to know the different steps on Notary Public, loan signing agent, whatever it may be, you want to be a guest on the show, email me, unapologeticallyfearless, the number 1@gmail.com, unapologeticallyfearless@gmail.com. I am your girl, Lady B. As I always say, be your best self. Be unapologetic. Regardless of what anybody got to say, as long as you ain't out here, killing, lying, and stealing from nobody, do you. And what we gonna do in this season, we gonna stay fly. First, love yourself. I'm out.